The Brattleboro Retreat says it does not have enough money to finish a 12-bed expansion that is underway. And the recent announcement that the state will not add any more funding to the project is putting more pressure on the financially strapped hospital. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The Brattleboro Retreat has a contract with the Agency of Human Services to provide 14 beds for the state's most acute psychiatric patients. And about 2 years ago, the state asked the retreat to build 12 new inpatient beds. Workers were busy this week, moving ahead with construction in one of the hospital's buildings. Brattleboro Retreat CEO Louis Josephson said the hospital agreed to tackle the project with $5.5 million in state money. But with work underway, Josephson says they need another $1.5 million to open the unit.
We need some cash to finish the project. The $5 million they gave us was not quite enough. So I worry, again, if we don't have the cash, whether we'll be able to do that on time. But we're working hard towards it as we speak.
Josephson acknowledges that the retreat underestimated the cost of the project. And in better times, the hospital probably could have found the money to finish construction. But Josephson says after years of balancing its budget by using surplus funds, the hospital doesn't have the money to cover the overruns.
If we were able to bring those 12 beds on, they're part of that state contract. That's a good, fair reimbursement for us. So that would help our financial picture. But I can't get there unless I can fund it. So having such tough financial position is just a big distraction, right? Because you're worrying about payroll, you're worrying about paying your bills, and it just takes a lot out of you.
But the state says it's fed up with the retreat's cries for help. In November, state officials agreed to increase the hospital's Medicaid reimbursement rate. But Josephson went back to the agency in December seeking more money. Human Services Secretary Mike Smith said the state already kicked in an extra $250,000 for the project, plus about $5 million over the next 2 years to operate the new 12-bed unit. And so Smith says the retreat will have to dig itself out of the financial hole without additional state help.
The Agency of Human Services has provided every reasonable financial option it can. But the retreat is clearly at a point now where significant management and operational changes are necessary to save it and save the jobs that are there.
State Representative Emily Kornheiser said the retreat is only battling a deficit because it has stepped up to care for Vermont's highest need patients.
Since Tropical Storm Irene, as everyone knows, the retreat has served as essentially a contracted arm of the Agency of Human Services. And over the last 10 years, the number of patients who are on Medicaid being served by the retreat and the number of beds being requested by the state to be available for folks from throughout Vermont has widened. And so, yes, I think a lot of the responsibility does sit with the state.
Kornheiser was one of 13 Windham County lawmakers who signed a letter of support for the retreat this week. The legislators said they were disappointed with Secretary Smith's position and vowed to try to help the hospital. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.